Some activists say Nashville's new pre-trial release program, which aims to reduce the number of low-income defendants sitting in jail before trial, is not doing enough to keep poor people from waiting behind bars. They're responding by organizing a bailout this weekend as part of a national campaign to get black moms home for Mother's Day, WPLN's Julieta Martinelli reports.
Davidson County unveiled a new pre-trial release program last month for misdemeanor offenders. It was supported by judges, law enforcement, prosecutors, and public defenders. The program scores defendants, rating them on the likelihood that they'll return for court and whether they're likely to be involved in more criminal activity.
It broadens the guideline, but once again, that gives the commissioners and the general court judges a lot of discretion.
That's James Mungin, a PhD student at Meharry Medical College. He worries that leaving the final decision in the hands of a judge still allows for personal prejudice. His group, Southerners on New Ground, is organizing a Mother's Day bailout campaign to call attention to the effect the cash bail system has on low-income people.
If they are in jail and they can't afford to pay bail, you know, there's a lot of destabilization. Mothers lose their children, they lose their homes, they lose their jobs.
They're focusing on black women because they are arrested at twice the rate of white women. Research has also found African Americans are less likely to be released on their own recognizance and are often charged higher bail. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.